Cyber Monday. This is the big online shopping day as we kick off the Christmas shopping season. And joining us to talk a little bit about Cyber Monday is Derek Meister of Best Buy's Geek Squad. How are you this morning, Derek?
I'm doing great. How are you, Greg?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, for people who are going to be shopping online, I would imagine anymore, people are going to be shopping on a variety of their different devices, whether it's their phone or their computer or their tablet. What are some things, Derek, that they should keep in mind?
Well, we're definitely seeing more and more people actually use their smartphones and tablets, just like you said. According to IBM, over this weekend, over 52% of all online shopping was through a smartphone or tablet. And in fact, almost 30% of the sales on Thanksgiving itself were done through a smartphone or tablet. Some of the things that you want to keep in mind, you want to be wary of any crazy deals or too good to be true links in your email box. You know, we've all heard it 100 times, but the truth is that's still a common way to get scammed online.
This is where somebody sends you. This is where somebody will send you an email and it's got a link and what looks like looks like a very legitimate site, but of course it isn't.
Yeah, if it looks if it looks too good to be true, you may want to just go ahead and open up a new browser window and go to the actual website itself. So if somebody claims to be eBay or whoever, you may want to open up a new web browser and just type in that actual website, that actual website name. Just make sure that you're going to the actual website and not a fake link that's designed to go to, say, a scammer site that looks like who you think it is but really isn't.
What other things should I keep in mind in terms of safeguarding my information, Derek?
Sure. You want to make sure, again, with your mobile devices, remember that those are vulnerable, too. You want to make sure that you get the latest software updates for your smartphone or tablet, just like you do your personal computer. You want to make sure on your computer, not only are you getting those updates, but you're making sure that your antivirus and protection is up to date as well. So go ahead and make sure that you have that latest antivirus and that it's actually protecting the system. Some of the other things that we'll recommend is that, while it's convenient when you're checking out, sometimes you'll see that box pop up that says, hey, just check here and we'll remember your credit card info for the next time you come up. It's usually best to go ahead and uncheck that because it's just one less bit of your information available to anybody who might get access to your account on those servers. Some of the other things that we're seeing, a lot of people, they may actually do some online shopping while they're actually out and about. So, for example, if you're at a public Wi-Fi spot, like, say, the coffee shop in the mall, just remember that you're sharing that network with everyone else at that location. So it's always a good idea to, if you're going to be doing something where you're giving your credit card out through that, you may want to go ahead and disable the Wi-Fi on your phone. It's usually under your settings. And that way you're using that cellular data. You want to make sure that nobody else is actually on that network watching data going through, kind of in the same way that they might peek over your shoulder from the table nearby. And then just other things, just make sure that, when you are out and about, this obviously, it's a good season that if you decide to actually go out to the malls, make sure that you're safeguarding your devices. If you haven't put a passcode on your smartphone, just to help prevent a potential thief from getting access to your data from that phone.
13 minutes past 8, Derek Meister is our guest. Derek is with the Best Buy Geek Squad, and we're sharing some tips here for Cyber Monday. It's amazing anymore now, Derek, some of the apps that are out there to help people shop and keep track of prices. And I understand that the Geek Squad's even got some online tutorials for people.
Once those gifts starts arriving, you can actually check out how-to videos and getting started guides at geeksquad.com/tech tips. For online help on popular gadgets, everything from the Samsung Galaxy Tab, those game systems for your kids, like the Xbox One or PlayStation 4, and other things like my personal favorite, the Pebble smartwatch. So just go there. You can actually find some free information on getting started videos, help you get more out of that technology. And, of course, if you need a little bit more help, we are available at geeksquad.com 24/7 through the holidays or at 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD.
Now, let's talk a little bit because everybody's dying to know what are some of the best deals at BestBuy.com today.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great deals. So one thing, one category I think a lot of people don't realize is a growing market for kids' tablets. We actually have a bunch of specials on there, like the Nabi Dream Tab. It's a great little tablet that's designed specifically for kids. It's a little bit smaller, easier to use for those little hands. And it's also really, it's designed with parental controls and a little bit more rugged, so in case you actually they accidentally drop it. Samsung also has a kid's tablet, so there's a really great inexpensive ways for you to get your kids into that technology that they're more than likely going to end up needing for, you know, later school and later in life. Some of the other things that you can actually find on special today, if you visit BestBuy.com and just click on the cyber specials, we have a lot of wearables. Those are those things like those fitness bands from like Fitbit and others and Nike that they'll actually track your movement, so you can connect it to your smartphone and get an app that'll actually show you, you know, how many steps you've taken, how many calories you've burned. Some of the other wearables are just things like smartwatches, like the Pebble smartwatch. Motorola has one as well. There's a bunch of them out there, and those are designed to get you all those notifications on your wrist so you don't have to keep pulling that smartphone out, which on a day like today, because it is Monday and you're at work, it'd make it a little bit easier for you to check on those specials that you're getting an email without the boss being, realizing exactly what you're doing.
Great stuff. Hey, Derek, thanks so much. Derek Meister is with the Geek Squad at Best Buy. Thanks for the reminders and the tips this morning, Derek. We appreciate it.